From the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took along Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to feel sorrow and distress. Then he said to them, "My soul is sorrowful, even unto death. Remain here and keep watch with me." He advanced a little and fell prostrate in prayer, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." When he returned to his disciples, he found them asleep. He said to Peter, "So you could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not undergo the test. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Withdrawing a second time, he prayed again, "My Father, if it is not possible that this cup pass without my drinking it, your will be done." Then he turned once more and found them asleep, for they could not keep their eyes open. He left them and withdrew again and prayed a third time, saying the same thing again. Then he returned to his disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Behold, the hour is at hand when the Son of Man is to be handed over to sinners. Get up, let us go. Look, my betrayer is at hand." The words of the Holy Gospel. Gethsemane, in Hebrew, means oil press, a place of both painful crushing and of fruitful transformation, because without being mercilessly crushed, ripe olives would never yield rich oil, would never yield a substance that offers all kind of benefits to sustain and enhance the human body. It flavors our food, relaxes our muscles, protects our skin, and heals our wounds. In ancient times, it also served as a shower for athletes. It anoints kings, anoints Christians. We'd be hard-pressed, pun very much intended, to find another of nature's gifts that could better signify the whole wide panoply of the riches of God's love poured out for humanity. And so it is in the place of the oil press that Jesus comes to begin his process of being mercilessly crushed. A process that will yield rich divine blood, a substance that will offer all kinds of benefits to sustain and enhance the human soul. It sacramentally nourishes us such that we become more firmly rooted in the charity that binds us to Christ and to his members. It gives peace to the anxieties of our soul, protects the human being from the wiles of the devil, seals us from the devil's incursions, heals our own deep interior wounds. So the Lord Jesus takes his disciples to the place of the olive press, the place where his crushing is going to begin. And the olive place is a place of the olive press is a place of great intimacy for Jesus and his disciples, because there's nothing there but for them to be together, to wash together, to pray together. And the significance of the place of crushing also being a place of intimacy is that Jesus himself is both the priest and the victim of the sacrifice. As priest, he offers the victim, which in turn causes the healing of humanity. A pressing, a victimization, a crushing that makes possible our healing, that brings us into intimacy with him. Jesus submits himself to be crushed like an olive so that you and I can be his friends, his intimate friends, his beloved friends. Recall here that the Catholic faith asserts that the Lord Jesus suffered all manner of things possible to suffer. His being crushed was not, of course, only by the weight of the cross or the anticipation of the agony which he was about to endure, but also by the fact that his friends were abandoning him. He's crushed here in Gethsemane between a rock and a hard place. The rock being the silence of the invisible Father. The hard place, the weak, fickle, sleepy disciples. And yet, Jesus Christ was made for this. He became man exclusively so that the Father could manifest God's plan of saving love to us mortals. So this moment when Jesus is being crushed in Gethsemane becomes the precise moment when the glory of God's love can shine through Jesus in all of its splendor. He feels abandoned by the Father and by his friends. And yet he presses on, no pun intended this time, presses on, seeking nothing for himself, but embracing the opportunity to show us the height and the breadth and the depth and the length of God's love for you and for me. Gethsemane, then, is the hour of the unquestionable triumph of God's love, because it is here that he shows with greatest clarity that he will never stop embracing, taking to his heart with all the explosive omnipotence of his divinity. He will never stop taking to his heart we who are weak and cowardly, or fickle and disloyal, and too much of these things to embrace him. When he takes these 11 feeble and shabby men with him to Gethsemane, just to spend some time with him, he also takes us there, just as we are, just as he happens to find us when he shows up, whether we feel ready or not, whether we feel worthy or not.